This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. Okay, big story today. Well, actually, there are two big stories. I'll tell you the kind of frustrating one. Well, we already talked about the fact that your battery can now be used to triangulate where you are. The battery that says that how much time you have left on your battery and how long it's going to take to charge it. Yeah, they can now track you. They can probably track you by anything else. I mean, there are all sorts of facial recognition. There are all sorts of drones that can identify cars. There are cameras everywhere. The idea that somehow we are in any way leading private lives is just a cheerful fantasy. So we've now got the fact that we essentially have no privacy, that unless you want to leave your cell phone at home. And who leaves their cell phone at home? People have anxiety attacks when they forget their cell phone. We've got AT&T in addition to Comcast and a whole bunch of the major players, probably including Verizon, are now going to court to sue over the decision that the net has to be neutral, that you can't give people faster speeds if they pay more money. Said, no, everybody has to be treated the same on the Internet. It's basically a highway, and you don't let people drive faster because they have more expensive cars. Can't do that. Can't have a two-tier system. And the companies like AT&T with their expensive lawyers and Comcast and Verizon are saying, no, we invested a huge amount in the infrastructure, so we should be able to charge people more money for faster. And the court is now saying no. The courts in this particular case are sort of Davids against the Goliaths. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. But it's just such an important issue that either the Internet is available to everybody or it's not. So that's going to be interesting to see what happens. The states are now suing some of the cable companies. Washington State is suing Comcast for $100 million. Good luck. All right. So, and we've got... I might as well give you the rest of the bad news, and I'll give you one piece of vaguely good news. It turns out, for the first time since the CDC has been around, they're issuing a travel advisory for the United States. It turns out there are 14 cases of Zika in a city right outside of Miami, and people are suggesting, and the CDC is saying, if you're pregnant, don't go there. For the first time that... Now, maybe they should have been issuing travel warnings, but for the first time ever. That's not going to help tourism in Miami much, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens with the Olympics or whatever. Okay, on a slightly better, I'm going to give you one that's slightly better, and then one that I want to talk with you about, which is just plain strange as far as I'm concerned, or maybe not. McDonald's. Has had declining sales for the last three quarters. Now, McDonald's is the largest, I was going to say junk food, but then they'll sue me, and they have very good lawyers, the largest fast food chain in the world, right? Okay, so they're now deciding, because they're losing money, that they thought for a while offering their breakfast, especially Egg McMuffins, which had some egg in it, not a whole lot, but some egg, making it available during the day. It's more expensive if it's not a breakfast, but it's nevertheless available, and it's one of their more popular items. And they're now showing that they're actually a real egg, that they're actually cracking a real egg as opposed to some egg protein and some egg whites and some corn syrup. And they're also taking some of the fructose out of their buns. One of the reasons that you like the buns at McDonald's is because they're sweet. Well, they're saying it's not very healthy. So, and Subway is following suit as well, because they're having some issues. They're having, like, real turkey that, as opposed to the stuff that sort of is turkey-esque. And they're actually doing rotisserie chicken as opposed to their kind of faux chicken, whatever it is. So the idea being that Americans are asking for better food. And the question is, one of the answers I read, which I think means something a little different than what you said, one of the spokespeople for McDonald's said, well, we need to make our ingredients list smaller. Now, the question is, do they mean smaller types so people can't read it, or less junk that with multi-syllabic words in it so you're not sort of seeing the preservatives? And they're putting less preservatives in something. I can't even remember what it is. All right, so there's supposedly McDonald's is going to try and have less antibiotics in the chicken. They've been doing this for a long time, but they're losing money. I mean, what makes a chain decide that they're going to do healthier food? Is it health concerns? No, it's financial concerns. All right. The Pokemon Go story will not go away. And New York has now banned sex offenders from playing Pokemon Go. Interesting to say, they're saying lawmakers say pedophiles could use the game to lure victims. So I don't know how you prevent that. It'd be interesting, but apparently, if you're a registered sex offender, you cannot play Pokemon Go. Now, how they're going to do that is a little unclear to me. Now, the Department of Justice says this is ridiculous. 90% of perpetrators of child sexual abuse are family members or people already known to the kids. But they're now saying no Pokemon Go if you've been convicted of a sex crime. I actually have a friend who was convicted of a sex crime. This is a true story. He was an adult. He's not a pedophile. He had been out drinking and lived in a beach community. On his way home, he decided that he couldn't make it home, that he had to relieve himself of the liquids that he had imbibed. And so he pulled up near a beach and availed himself of the great outdoors. And he was arrested by a cop and convicted, and it counts as a sex offense. Now, granted, it was stupid and kind of tacky, but was it a sex offense? According to the law, it was, and he was convicted. He pleaded guilty to, I think, public lewdness is, I think, what it was he was actually charged with. But turns out it counts as a sex offense. And once you have a sex offense on, I think that's it. It's not one of those things that you can decide, well, okay, statute of limitations has run out. I'm no longer.
Yeah, because that sticks with you
forever.
For life, yeah.
Yeah, forever.
Mm.
Okay, speaking of sex, she said, desperately looking for a arc, there is a new study out that says it's titled The End of Sex? Which has been something that people have been talking about for a while. But the reason they were talking about the end of sex is saying that with women waiting longer to have children and freezing eggs and whatever, that men's role in procreation has been somewhat limited, right? This is talking about something very different. They're saying the proportion of inactive young adults, inactive, they're not having sex, has more than doubled in the last 30 years. They're saying that 15% of kids 20 to 24 have not had sex since they've been 18 years old, if ever, compared to 6% of people born in the late 60s when they were the same age. So it's gone, it's 2.5 times more. People are abstaining. And the change was most dramatic, not surprisingly, among young women, whose rate of sexual inactivity tripled, better than tripled, from 5 to 16%. For young men, it doubled from 8 to 14%. So within that age group, both are having less and less sex. And I'll tell you why when we return, and then you can tell me if this is affecting you one way or the other, although probably not today. If you're having sex while you're listening to this, don't you know, don't let me interrupt you. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vniinc.com/prohealth. That's vniinc.com/prohealth.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I was just talking about sex and the fact that 20 to 24-year-olds are not really having sex. Well, they are. I mean, even if 15% are not having sex, that means in theory 85% are. But that's still a huge percentage of people. that are not. Although I remember doing an interview with what was his name? I just forgot his name. The guy who did the late night talk show from Canada. I'll think of it in a minute. His wife's name is Gloria Loring. I for some reason just can't think of it. Alan Thicke. I did think of it. And talking about the fact that then, which was in the late 90s, that 25% of all male college graduates were still virgins. Now, part of that may have had to do with concern about AIDS. And Bill Russell was actually on that program with me, and he said, well, they're all nerds. I said, Bill, it's not a very fair thing to do. It turns out that kids who have actually gone to college are less likely to have sex than people who have not. If you're the highest grade you achieved is high school, you're much more likely to have had sex than if you graduate from college, believe it or not. But it's still significantly less than people who in the 60s. So the idea being the more educated you are, the more likely you are to not be sexually active. And one of the explanations is that there's just a generation that's slower about everything. They're slower. They stay at home longer, living with their parents. They get jobs later. They stay in school later. And they're getting married later. They're having children later. They have jobs later. They buy homes much later. So that everything that used to be considered a milestone is being pushed back. That in the old days, that by the time you were in your 20s, certainly early 20s, that especially for a woman, you were most likely to be married, and it's just not true anymore. That more people are living, as I said, with their parents, and I suppose if you're living with your parents, it's a little more difficult to organize sex. But and they're saying that it's really not a fear of AIDS is because that really, most of that peaked around, as I said, in the late 80s, the early 90s. And it was people that were born in the 70s who came of age during AIDS, but doesn't seem to be what's going on now. So the question is, what is going on? And nobody really has a particularly good answer. It may be that people are just feeling that they're going to wait. It may be fear of pregnancy, but nobody's really certain. So I put out, tell me about your sex life. And you don't actually have to tell me about your sex life. You can just tell me, are you having more sex? Are you having less sex? What are your thoughts about sex? I mean, I know as people point out, whenever I put things like, okay, have you ever shoplifted? We never get anybody to respond because they say, well, it's that big anonymous. I know. And that's the thing about Facebook, right, is it's got your face on it. Fair enough. All right, speaking about being anonymous, I thought we would talk about something that was actually, I think it was one of Jake's ideas. We're not sure exactly. Manny is with me today as opposed to Jake. And I was actually saving this to do with him because it was kind of his idea. But Manny, you're here, so we're going to do it. I'm trying to remember exactly how it came up. It was from a listener who was talking about the idea of planting yourself when you died to be a tree, which isn't magical thinking. The idea being instead of being buried in a coffin that was watertight, which of course they are not completely. Everything deteriorates over time, but that you would. That you essentially wrapped in a baggie or something, or maybe not in something that was disposable, and someone would plant a tree, and then you would essentially become, as your body deteriorated, you would become the tree. And I know what we were talking about reincarnation. That's what it was. And did you believe in reincarnation? And that's what somebody said, is that they were going to come back to the next life as a tree, and this is how they were going to do it. And they'd already made provisions of their will, and their family knew about it, and so instead of going to the expense of an expensive casket and one that in theory was watertight, which they all break down eventually, unless you're in a marble sarcophagus and then you have to be a mummy or whatever, that this is what they were going to do. So Jake did some online research while we were talking about it and said, well, there are these things that are called organic burial pods and urns, so that you can essentially be planted and you can have your tree. So we asked people what they thought about. Manny, do you have any off the top of your head response to that?
I mean, if it's possible, I wouldn't be able.
Oh, it is. I mean, they actually, they already make them. They already exist.
Well, I wouldn't be opposed to it.
All right.
I mean,
so
it would be. I'm interested into how it works in terms of just how it's possible. I mean, I believe it's possible, but
let's see if I can find. Well, let's see, organic burial pots. Here's what I assume it is.
Do they literally plant you into the ground and then?
Well, they have a
biodegradable.
All right, here we've got. Let me just tell you, we've got a biodegradable living urn for $135, free shipping, no tax. Let's see what else. Coffins were sold last year. These burial pods. It's the company Capsula Mundi is passionate about the environment. All right, let's see what they said here. Certainly much cheaper. So, do you know, like, I went to the store because I was out of detergent, and instead of buying the liquid, which is heavy, I bought the pods, which are, and you can get them for your dishwasher as well, that they're just biodegradable. It's not even plastic, and you just dump in the washing machine. And, I mean, it's much, the reason I got it was because it's less heavy to carry, to be quite honest. And they've got a picture of it, which looks like an enormous... You know that the capsule that larvae come out of that become butterflies?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it looks like.
Okay.
All right. They said a tree takes between 10 to 40 years to grow. A coffin made from wood is only used for 3 days. They came up with a way to save the life of one tree and plant another. Provide a green burial option by creating memory forests where people will be placed in capsules underneath trees. The designers used renewable materials from seasonal plants such as potatoes and corn. With this option, once a person dies, they'll be placed inside an egg-like capsule that's made from a starch plastic, which is 100% biodegradable, and basically inside a fetal position. The capsule would then be planted like a seed. A beautiful tree would be planted on top. The customer would pick out the tree themselves when they purchase the surface. Once a number of pods and trees are planted, it would create a memory forest. So you can be buried with people that you like and know. People can visit and take care of the tree in commemoration of their loved one. So here's how you do it. Okay? Whether this is your style or not, you've got to admit it's a beautiful way to honor a loved one and the earth. All right? Italy does not permit this type of burial, even though it's an Italian company. All right, so there we go. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process,
delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, so I did a research about the burial pods and urns, and they're significantly different. The pods, basically, you take the body of the deceased. I don't know how you get it into a fetal position. I suppose you wait till rigor mortis is stopped, and you basically plant them. All right, and then you put a tree. And it's unclear, as I said, it's a Italian company, but it's illegal to do that in Italy. And you probably need to check what local restrictions are because, as I mentioned, it turns out to be very complicated. And the idea, for example, of people spreading ashes, illegal most places. Found that out kind of the hard way. It's not that it's not done, it's just that it's not usually very legal. With the urns, the urn is $135, which sounds really inexpensive, but it turns out essentially you could do it yourself in that they send you a biodegradable, I think it's bamboo or something, and then proprietary soil or something and wood chips, and you supply the cremated remains. I know this sounds a little ghoulish, but so, and cremation is not incredibly inexpensive. It's certainly cheaper than a casket and whatever, but still, and a plot. And then they provide a seedling. So in theory, you could do that yourself. You just need to check what the restrictions are, either that or don't ask anybody, I suppose. But it does seem, there's something kind of appealing about it. This had nothing to do with burying anybody, but I, for my daughter's first birthday, when we were living in Massachusetts, I bought a tree. It was a seedling, one very big. It was maybe, I don't know, maybe 18 inches, and planted it in the front yard and went back a couple of years ago. And it's this gorgeous tree. I think it was a Japanese plum or something like that. A beautiful, beautiful tree. And we don't live there anymore. But I just remember thinking, gee, you know, I wish I did more of this. I wish, and for people who don't move around as much as I move around, having, for example, if you live on a farm, I know people who buried pets there, and dogs and cats and even animals that were beloved. And so the idea of plant, I mean, I had signed an organ donor card years ago with the idea being anything that's still usable. My corneas, although it turns out I can only donate one of my corneas because I had LASIK surgery done on one of my eyes, and the small print on the LASIK, among other truly scary things, is that you can no longer donate your cornea, which I figured, that's okay. I'll use it while I'm here. Somebody can use the other one when I'm not here anymore. But, the remains, so anything that's useful, anybody can have. And then cremated. So the idea of sort of becoming a tree is kind of appealing. I'd probably like to do a lilac bush, but trees are probably a little bit more sensible. I just like lilac bushes because my grandmother had them. All right, so Manny, do you have any feeling? So to try and find out how much it actually costs is a little unclear, because they don't talk about where you would plant it in a. And the urn itself is $135, including the tree sampling, the seedling, which you could do at your local nursery just as easily. Mm-hmm. And all they do is provide the soil and the stuff. But I mean, I suppose it's a little easier than whatever. Okay, so let's see what other people thought about it.
We'll start with Genevieve, and she says the only word that comes to my mind is ridiculous.
Why ridiculous? Why is it any more ridiculous than spending between, you know, several thousand dollars for a casket that is not going to hold up for any length of time, is built out of wood? I mean, okay. I mean, I just, it would seem to me that you could say it's creepy or you don't like it, but I don't know why it would be ridiculous. Genevieve, tell me why it would be ridiculous. Okay, keep going.
Kiana says, I love it. I may donate myself to a cadaver if my organs are of no use. Can you do both? Like this as a third choice.
Well, I think you could, especially with the idea of the urn. I suppose in theory you could do either, because they would harvest. I mean, the question always comes up, if you're an organ donor, is what do they do with the rest of the remains once they've taken whatever's usable? And the answer is that they return it, and either you can have it cremated and then whatever you would do with the cremated remains, or you bury it. So this is, presumably you could in fact donate and then decide that you could do this as a second. And again, the pod and the urn are significantly different. The pod takes the corpse, essentially, at least from the picture. And the urn takes just the ashes, the cremated remains. I can't believe we're having this discussion, but it is sort of interesting. This was, see, Jacob is not here to take the pressure off of me, because this was really his idea. Well, actually, it was a listener's idea, but Jacob was the one who did the research on it. So, Manny, you're going to have to kind of come in and be my bodyguard. Get it on this? Bodyguard? With my remains? Okay, thanks. Okay.
Francis.
Make sure there are remains.
Francis says, this is definitely for me. Plant me in Tommy's backyard. He'll love it because I'll never leave.
Well, there, I don't know who Tommy is, but that sounds like a good idea. There is, I got to tell you, going, and that tree didn't have any, the one I planted for my daughter's first birthday, had nothing to do with this except planting a tree and then watching it. And I didn't actually watch it grow. I did watch it grow a little bit because we were there till she was about 6, I think, so about 4 years. But coming back like 20 years later was extraordinary. I mean, it's this beautiful, huge tree. And the idea of leaving something behind that you've helped to fertilize, because one way or the other we're going to fertilize things. That's why I keep saying that the grass in cemeteries is always greener than it is anyplace else because it's so well taken care of and fertilized. But, I mean, dust to dust, tree to tree, I guess. we're going to get out of here and leave. No, that was terrible. Please forgive me. Don't send me emails. All right, keep going.
Francis also...
You didn't get the leave part. That was a joke. That was a pun. Terrible pun. But okay, keep going.
Francis also added, to my clan, I am definitely serious. If you don't do this, I'll come back to haunt you.
There you go. Well, you need to put it in your will and go online. Again, it's a little vestigial at this moment because, as I said, it's an Italian company. But it's clearly an idea whose time has come. People run out of space in cemeteries. Did you know Alexander Hamilton is buried in Trinity Cemetery next to the church?
Really?
Which, yeah. And the radio station I broadcast from was adjacent to it. And I did a remote at one point, and I said, we're coming to you live from the cemetery, which seemed kind of, you know me in puns. But he's actually buried there. And, you know, one of the stories about Hamilton is that the Schuyler sisters, he married Liza, but was in love with her big sister. No, he married Elizabeth, I think, and was, at any rate, that both of them are buried close to him in Trinity Cemetery. A lot of famous people are buried in Trinity Cemetery. There you go. Keep going.
Mark says, definitely for it. Sure beats being buried 6 feet under.
Well, presumably you'd have to go, I don't know if you go 6 feet or not, but, you still got to be buried.
Right.
Are we having fun with this discussion?
This is really interesting. Betsy says, thought about it years ago, only not so fancy. My idea was cremate, then pot ashes in the ground, and plant a tree in the hole.
Yeah, basically you could do all that, right? Although it's illegal in most states to actually dispose of human remains in places that are not designated. And the only reason I know about this, and it varies from state to state, I know about it for three reasons. One is on two separate occasions, people had designated in their will that their ashes were to be spread, and it turns out it was not legal. I'm not going to tell you what happened because of that, because you don't actually care and I don't want to go to jail. So those were the two instances. The third, there was a huge scandal, I believe it was in New York about 10 years ago, where people were paying a huge amount of money to have their pets cremated and then in fancy urns that they were then returned. And it turned out that they weren't doing that, that they were burying the animals someplace or something. And just taking ashes from like cigarettes or something, burning newspaper, because somebody actually did an analysis of the stuff in the urn, and it wasn't organic at all. And then they discovered where the pets were buried, and it was a huge scandal. If you can't trust where your pet's buried, what can you trust in this world? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
On Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, we're talking about something a little weird, to be quite honest, which is burials and what people feel about the idea that you would be buried in kind of a pod. I mean, it seems kind of vaguely appealing to me, but I guess it, you know, I mean, Brave New World. So let's talk about We got a couple more people on this, right? Right?
Yeah, a couple more people. They didn't really go in too far in depth. They just were pretty excited about the idea. Kathy says, good idea. Allison says, love it. And Barbara just says, I'm looking into it. So
there you go.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to. We'll tell Jake when he returns to us that that people are. My guess is it's going to become more and more common just because there are more people alive now, I think, than ever before. I mean, there we're approaching 7 billion people on the face of the planet, and where we put them all. I mean, we're having enough difficulty trying to figure out where to put them when they're alive. But once they're not alive, I mean, finding 7 million burial plots. Think about that, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let us return to the land of the living and see. We got an email. We can help somebody maybe make decisions before they have to think about burial plots.
Yeah, it's actually a pretty nice segue considering the email itself.
Okay.
Email's from Sophia. And she says, hi, Dr. Brown. I just want to say I've been listening to your program since I was 21 years old. I've learned so much and grown intellectually thanks to your show. A few months ago, a caller called in regarding a dying relative, and he was calling on behalf of his mom,
yep,
who was experiencing great difficulties regarding the relative's passing. I remember you recommended a book that would help deal with the process of dying. Please advise the name and author of the book. Thanks
easily.
A bunch.
Be glad to. It's written by Elizabeth Kubler-Ross. Kubler-Ross is spelled K-U-B-L-E-R hyphen R-O-S-S. She's Swiss, and she's the woman who is best known for writing on death and dying. She talks about the five stages of grief, and which is a textbook. It's certainly not bad. It's just it's very textbooky. What can I tell you? But what I liked actually better was her book called Until We Say Goodbye, which is a picture book. It's a lot less technical, and it has to do with basically helping somebody to live until they can't anymore. And for me, it was much more comforting in terms of, I mean, the other is fine, and is certainly the classic in the field. It's basically... not basically, the things that we understand about dying, which are we really hadn't thought about much before, were directly attributable to her. I've actually heard her. I heard her speak. She's no longer with us, but she's in a pod someplace. No, that's not true. I don't know that that's the case. But that she talked about, she was, I think, a twin or maybe one of a triplet. So she described herself as being obsessed with death from an early age because one of her sibs did not survive. And she also talked about growing up and her father, she had a pet rabbit, which her father made her slaughter and eat for dinner one time. So she, I mean, it's sort of for somebody who is kind of Death and Dying is a very dry book in some ways. But she's clearly a very interesting woman. Until We Say Goodbye is, for me, was a much more helpful book. It was much sweeter. It was much more compassionate. The idea being that the only thing harder than dying in some ways is helping someone to die because you're left behind. And once the person has sloughed off this mortal coil, that they're beyond any pain or any suffering, and you're going to be left with it. But the idea being that that's not unfair. Therefore, your job is to help somebody to live until they can't anymore. And that means, and she goes into great detail about how you do that and ways of doing that and some really kind of lovely things about it. And as I said, it's got pictures in it, which I thought was kind of cool. I thought it was just very, very helpful. So, alrighty. So Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, K-U-B-L-E-R hyphen R-O-S-S. And if you have any questions about it, you can call me. Again, the person that we actually talked about actually did die, which happens. And actually got a very lovely letter from the mom saying that it really was helpful. And so, I mean, it's, I think it is sort of, it's, I think it's certainly a privilege to be with people when they are ending their earthly existence, because it's something that, it's not something that everybody can do, but if you can do it, if you can find the courage to do it, I do think it makes some sense to be with people, because that's what you'd want for yourself, don't you think? I mean, that's, yeah. The issue is not dying, the issue is dying alone. So it would seem to me that it was,
well,
go ahead.
Well, as you know, and, you know, this is the first time I've talked about this on the air, but as you know, a couple of weeks ago, I lost my uncle.
Yep.
And that's why, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I was gone for a few days. But, you know, it was interesting. You know, he had been battling hairy cell leukemia for about a year and a half or so. And it was doing fine. It's actually a pretty treatable form of cancer. And my aunt, who lives in St. Louis, you know, their brother and sister, but she talks to him all the time, and she was talking to him that day on the phone, and she called him, and, you know, just to randomly check on him, see how he was doing, and they were talking for a little bit, and he said, yeah, I'm doing good, I'm feeling pretty good, I just ate breakfast, and they were talking for a little bit longer, and then all of a sudden, the phone call dropped.
Wow.
Yeah, and, you know, and then that ended up being, you know, when he left.
He died when he was actually talking to her on the phone.
Talking to his sister, yeah. And it,
what a great way to go, though.
Well, yeah, that's what I was thinking too as you were just talking about that. I just thought about, you know, it, in some ways it's sad because it's so sudden and it's kind of unexpected, but at the same time I thought about my uncle being on the phone with his sister, and
I mean,
saying,
and not
yeah,
feeling
feel,
alone.
I
yeah,
feel, yeah,
you know,
I feel fine. I feel good. And
yeah, and yeah. And the comfort for her that he wasn't alone. No, I think it's terrific.
Yeah.
Alrighty, folks. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.